I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The folks over at Opera Mariposa are partnering up with the newly formed Heroic Opera Company to present their biggest production yet, Verdi's Un Ballo in Maschera. It's on tomorrow evening, the 17th of November, and Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November, at the Canadian Memorial United Church, 1806 West 15th Avenue, as well as next Saturday night, the 25th of November, at Marpole United Church, 1296 West 67th. Visit operamariposa.com for tickets and information. The show has romance, sorcery, conspiracy, as well as passion and intrigue. Joining me now is Andrew Greenwood, a baritone who plays King Gustavo's best friend, Gustavo being played by Mark Pepe. I'll get Mr. Greenwood to tell us about this production, Verdi and his role. Andrew Greenwood has gotten terrific notices for his work in numerous productions here with various companies such as Vancouver Opera and City Opera Vancouver, as well as in international productions such as those in Germany, Switzerland, and Spain, among other places. He is much in demand as a concert and oratorio singer. Please welcome to the Plante Online program Andrew Greenwood. Mr. Greenwood, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So I've caught you a couple days before the first performance of this production. What's it like for you at this time, just before you're about to perform, the preparation in terms of making sure the voice is taken care of and the sort? I mean, is there a lot of that?
A little bit. You know, you try to get enough sleep and water and go over your words, make sure you don't have any memory glitches.
Is it exciting? I mean, I'm sure there's a bit of nerves, but I mean, did you find that those nerves are easy to overcome, say?
At this point, yeah. I've been at this for, geez, over 20 years now, so. But they never do go away.
Yeah. And I guess all performers, if there aren't nerves, they just don't care at that point,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So I've talked to Adam and Robin in the past, and this is one of Opera Mariposa and Heroic Opera's biggest productions. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. You've had numerous credits in town as well as elsewhere, but what are Vancouver audiences like? What are they like to perform for?
They're great. It's hard to get them sometimes because there's so many events that we're competing with.
Mm-hmm.
You can only take in so many things in a month. And, of course, you know, Vancouver's got so many other things to offer, outdoors, skiing, sailing, whatnot.
Yeah.
But, no, they're very appreciative. And
Are they savvy in terms of, say, opera itself? I mean, do they... You know, we like to think that say New York or you know,
yeah,
cities around the world are sophisticated or you know, they know this stuff.
Yeah,
a lot. I mean, what are Vancouverites like?
I think not bad at all. I mean, it's. I mean, the sad fact is it's kind of a waning art form in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think people appreciate it. People always appreciate the human voice.
Yeah, and you get the variety of the human voice.
That's
in an
right.
Opera production. So you're
yeah.
a baritone, is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. If you had to explain that to someone, because I guess we're familiar with tenors because we've seen them on television and the sort. How different is a baritone from a tenor?
It's between tenor and bass.
Okay, so bass would be very low, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So how do you know what you are? Is that from an early age?
It's, you know, it comes often when somebody starts voice lessons, and especially for men, because the voice changes a little more drastically than women.
Yeah, yeah.
The first couple of years of voice lessons, a teacher or a student might not be sure what they are, and it'll eventually emerge. It's more to do with the color of the voice and the... Like every voice has a break in it or a gear shift, and where that happens, where that occurs, and what you're comfortable sustaining.
Yeah.
Because you want the high notes to be exciting, but they can't be too strange, right?
Yeah.
So it comes out. Some people are misclassified and they end up starting as a baritone and realizing that they really were a tenor or whatnot, but. some voices are very clear.
Yeah. What did you listen to growing up, say, in the house? Was it opera?
Well, my parents listened to a lot of classical, not necessarily opera.
Uh-huh.
And I sang in choirs in high school, and so it was probably more classical than the average kid my age.
Yeah. How old are you when you find out that you have an aptitude for this, that you should do this for a living, say?
I actually started rather late. I mean, I did choirs and whatnot, but then I went on and just worked.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't start proper lessons until I was 23, which is nowadays most people are getting their master's at that age.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think with men you can start later because the voice takes longer to mature and settle.
Yeah. Because I know that a lot of female singers have to stop and have to retire at a certain point. Far less younger than, say, 65, the regular retirement age.
Yeah.
For men, the voice obviously changes as one gets older.
Yeah.
But can one continue as a baritone past 65,
There are some that have.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, usually 60s, you start to hear the age in the voice.
Yeah.
Basses tend to be able to go on forever.
Yeah.
You know, the lowest, most male voices.
Yeah.
It also depends on how healthy one is and how they kept, you know, up their technique and their...
So everything factors in, the diet,
exactly,
health,
yeah,
exercise, and the sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, so you play Renato in Un Ballo in Maschera? Is that how you pronounce
Maschera.
It? Maschera. What's that character like? I mean, there's obviously, you know, this forbidden love. There's also political intrigue, which is you know, interesting in this time, I guess,
exactly,
that we're living in.
Well, he's sort of the straight-laced best friend slash advisor to the king. And he's actually very unoperatically, in a happy marriage. And he's... Initially on, you get the sense that he's noble, he's good, he's out for the king's best interest, and how to protect the king. But then he finds, you know, it's a bit of a, what do you call it, wrong place at the wrong time. The king and my wife they realize that they are in love, but they decide they will not act on this out of love and respect for me.
Mm.
Because they both do value my love and friendship. So, unfortunately, I am convinced by the evil conspirators that, oh, he's, you know, there's stuff going on here.
Yeah.
So I vow to take my vengeance on him.
Yeah.
And it's very operatic.
Yeah, and so Verdi, what's that like to perform, and what sets Verdi apart, say, from the other great composers?
Well, Verdi wrote so well for the human voice, for the way we sing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
He's just beautiful lines, Italian, long, soaring lines, and just master with the orchestra. Like, the orchestra is almost the psychology of your thoughts.
Mm.
Like, if you're listening to an aria, the orchestra is a subtext almost.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's very relatable, it's very easy. Easier listening than maybe some of the heavier German operas that would be. I liken opera, like if you're going to see an opera for the first time, Verdi and Puccini would be more like the California roles.
Mm.
And maybe Wagner and Strauss and those heavier things would be like the Pufferfish or Eel or the acquired taste.
Yeah, and you mentioned Puccini, and Verdi and Puccini are things that we hear all the time, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're learning a role like this, or any other role where it's a different language that you're singing in, how do you know the? I mean, Well, I should ask you, first of all, do you speak another language, and do you know the language that you're singing in, say?
I speak like just very little Italian, very little German, high school French, nowadays the internet is a great resource. You know, you translate your whole text and everybody else's text. I mean, after 20 plus years, you pick it up, you realize, oh, this word again, this is the verb, this is the... Italian's very much like French, grammar-wise. But, yeah, you have to translate it.
And because of the internet, do you go and seek out, say, video or the record of previous productions?
Oh, yeah, all of the above, and translations, and historical background notes.
Yeah. And so listening to previous recordings especially, does that influence how you'd perform the piece?
Yeah, because there are certain styles and certain things that are done that are not necessarily marked in the score. And the tradition is, those things have remained.
Yeah.
So yeah, you do, you definitely pick up from, especially from the great Italian performers.
Yeah. What's it been like working with I guess Adam is directing this production, is that right?
Yes, yeah, very great, very organized, and he's got a vision, and he's seeing it through with, you know, relatively little rehearsal time. Because, you know, something like this, you'd rehearse full time for 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. And the costumes, I mean, is that a part of the
glorious
thing?
Glorious.
Yeah.
Like professional quality, Vancouver Opera would pay to have these costumes.
Yeah.
I don't know how and where they're getting them.
Yeah, I've seen some photos of them, and they're very elaborate, obviously. They're of the era in which this is all set. I'm assuming that they're heavy, are they?
Quite heavy, but at least it's winter now, right? So
yeah, I guess it makes sense, sure. But what does that do for the voice and moving around as you are when you're performing? I mean, does it encumber yourself?
Not too bad, as long as nothing's, you know, binding your around the ribs or abdominals, you know, breathing or the neck. I hate having a tight collar.
Yeah.
But this is pretty good that way.
Yeah, and we're in cold season. I'm most curious when I talk to performers like yourself, what tips they might have to say prevent a cold or manage it better, because we all manage to catch it.
Yeah, I think just rest and the fluids and luck.
Yeah,
because once you get a virus, that's it, right?
Yeah. Did you do particular things to protect your voice? Did you keep out of drafts or air conditioning? I mean,
no, not really. I think I just try not to, you know, overuse the voice too much.
Yeah. And I mean, do you know opera singers that smoke?
Yeah, some of the Europeans smoke.
Huh.
Yeah, they. I guess it doesn't seem to bother them.
Hey, Europeans are more cosmopolitan, I guess.
Exactly.
That's part of the whole thing. What do you listen to, Andrew, for leisure? Like, what's on your iPod if one had to look into that?
Well, quite often it's something that I'm learning. And a lot of CBC on the radio. Lately I've been more watching videos and haven't been listening to music so much.
Yeah, but I mean the popular music that people listen to, the top 40 and things like that, is that something that you listen to at all, or is it something
through my kids?
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your kids like opera?
No, they don't.
I guess you have to be a certain age to
exactly
appreciate or enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah, I keep threatening them that I'm going to go to their schools and sing. They recoil in horror.
I'll bet they would. Yeah. These two companies, Opera Mariposa and Heroic Opera, as I said, this is their biggest production. They've done great work in terms of bringing the performances that they have over the years, haven't they?
Yes, absolutely.
I read about them all the time and how much people appreciate and the craftsmanship, the professional The level of professionalism was quite high, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And the amount of work that goes into producing a concert version, let alone a fully staged production.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate your time today, and I'll let you rest your voice because... you've got a performance coming up, and I don't know what you tell an opera singer. You say break a leg?
That's right, break a leg. Your toy, toy, toy is the Italian one, I believe.
well, all that, Andrew, and thanks for this.
Thank you.
Visit operamariposa.com for tickets and more. Andrew Greenwood joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.